and welcome to Golden Button Detour episode 8, I believe it is. I mean, no Blake, so someone, you know, has got to keep me honest on the episode, but I believe it's episode 8. Interestingly enough, as a special episode, I guess, we have the famous Nikki Capps. I mean, you got to be kind of famous if you have an album coming out and you're going to be filming in a movie, right?
I mean, you could say that.
I mean, I guess we could say it. So this is my son, and we're going to talk about today our upcoming trip to Dollywood, where we're not actually going to Dollywood. So I know people have kind of talked about this at Disney, like, what can you do around Disney if you're not actually going to the parks? This is going to be the same thing, except that in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, there's a lot to do. I mean, and this is definitely not our first trip there. So we're kind of working with the kids to determine what we'll actually end up doing out of this monstrosity of a list that we have, and I guess we'll just talk about today. What do you think about that?
I mean, I know there's a lot on the list, so let's get ready to narrow some things down, cross some things off.
Okay. So, I mean, for us, we've already done the Lumberjack Adventure Park. I mean, I liked it. I mean, it kind of beat me up a little bit.
Yeah, you were beat down after that one.
Yes. I mean, so I think because we've already done that for us, we probably wouldn't do it again, but I think it was probably one of the best things that we've kind of done in the area, I would say, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, besides any of the mini golf stuff, this was good.
Yeah, so speaking of mini golf, good segue. I like this. There is a new mini golf. It's called Sky Pirates of Mermaid Bay, and I believe it's done by the same people that do the other ones that went to the Crave, so the toy box. And what was the other one that we did that was from them?
Isn't it like candy themed?
Yes, Candyland themed. Okay. So there is a new one. So the Pirates one obviously is about pirates, and the Mermaid one, I think you start inside. You know, like how we were at Toy Box, they had the inside outside one?
Oh, those are two separate ones, the Pirates and Mermaid. It's not together?
Correct. Yep. It's two separate
ones. Cool.
Yeah, and I believe the Mermaid one is kind of looks like you're underwater when you start it. So I think for us, we'll go there. And these mini golf courses do have the things where they want you to do something silly on each of the holes, which as a mini golf purist, I don't love. I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about that, where you have to play left-handed or kick the first shot? Or
When it's things like that, that's all right because it can spice things up, but I remember last time we played at one, it was like you have to shoot the ball and then take a selfie or like do a little dance. Those are corny. But like left-handed ones, like that's all right. But
what about the ones where you like other person gets a stroke or you get a stroke or you lose a stroke? Like,
no, that's unfair. No, I don't rock with that.
I can understand that. I mean, we're pretty serious about mini golf, I would think.
Yeah.
So as a family, I think that's tough, but we will definitely be going there. I don't know if we would go back to, you know, the candy one or the toy box one right away. I mean, just because we've done them. And for me, at least, I still feel like the Hillbilly Golf is still my favorite. I don't know.
That one's peak for me.
I mean, except that year that you were grumpy the whole time.
All right, man. All right.
So we do have that. That will be something that I think is on our list no matter what. Now, a lot of these other things that we're going to talk about here, we haven't done. So it's just kind of, you know, do we want to try them? There's go-karts there. I don't know if we'll actually do go-karts this time. I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, we've done that a couple times in the past. I think it's fun for sure, but we've done some good ones too. So there's nothing that I don't think anything would really top them.
Yeah, I would agree. So one of the other things on the list is this outdoor gravity park with the Zorbing, right? So that's when you get into those big blow up things. Like, I think they squirt a little bit of water in them and then they roll you down the hill. I don't know if I could, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
how
you're
I feel
gonna,
after
you're
that.
Gonna get hurt. I'm not gonna lie. You might be out. I'm well, down, though. I'm down.
You're down for that? Like, that would be something that you would want on the list that maybe I just need to sit around and take pictures of?
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Is Mama going on that?
You know,
she's also sitting out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you know the answer to that.
So again, that is something that's a little bit different. There are the Alpine coasters, but I think we'll talk about them when we talk about Anakista, because I think that there's something that is kind of wrapped up in that. So we've done a bunch of the mountain coasters and they are fun, but there is something special at Anakista we can talk about. So we had talked about the Smoky Mountain Llama Treks, where you get a llama. You have your kind of your own llama, and it's a hike with your own llama.
How does that actually work? Do you have it on like a leash or something? Are yes. you are yep. you just like walking it like a dog?
Absolutely. Yeah. Interesting. And from my understanding, I mean, they're pretty well versed on the path that they take, kind of like a dog would be, right? Like you walk the same path over and over. They're probably pretty easy in terms of, you know, getting them. So what do you think about that? Like,
it'll be interesting. I mean, I think it could be fun. It depends how the trail actually is. You know, if it's just like a boring trail.
But is it really llama, about the trail or is it about the pictures that you have with the llama?
I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah. having a picture with a llama could be dope.
Yeah, I would agree. There is the new Nerf gun place opening up.
What's that? We didn't really talk about that.
No. So, I mean, it's an indoor park where you kind of play. It's kind of like laser tag, but you play it with Nerf guns instead.
And it's, is it like honor system?
You know, I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't know if there's people that are, you know, referees around or not, kind of like they would have at paintball. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's going to skew a little bit lower age than we would want to
be. Yeah, I was just about to say that. That's probably like kind of targeted for middle schoolers.
Yeah.
Or like late elementary schoolers.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, that kind of is kind of the same thing when we talk about there is a laser tag. There's actually laser tag within, I think, what was it, Wonderworks?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that looked like a little young as well. And I believe there's another laser tag.
I think all of Wonderworks looked a little young. Like if I was younger, that would be the spot for sure. I would be down bad to go there. But now that I'm older, I think that's not something I'd really be interested in.
Yeah. So maybe for the younger kids, there's also axe throwing, but I feel like axe throwing, like we could do that here.
Yeah.
So
we already have a place here.
So it's kind of like, why do I want to do it? Now, blacksmithing was interesting. I want to, you know, me and your sister watch Forge and Fire a lot.
But yeah.
It's the,
so what do you do? Make your own sword there?
You can make your own knife and you can make it out of like, rebar or horseshoe, and I believe that there's something else and there are different prices. I just kind of feel like the amount of time that we would take doing it and kind of the expense of it as well. Like
how much is it?
I believe it's some of them can go up to like $60-$70, I feel like.
Yeah, and I'm sure it does take a while to, like, you know, get it in the mold and wait for it to dry and all that.
Well, so you're pounding it out. Like, I think that happens is they kind of help you, like, pound out the blade. I don't know how much you actually do on it.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so, like, you have to hammer it out. But I think it's a little less, you know, you doing it yourself and kind of them being like, okay, pound the hammer here for a couple times, and then, yeah, okay.
I would want to do it more hands-on, less instruction.
Yeah. There was also a pottery place that we had looked at, especially because there's not a lot of really good, like, throwing pottery places around by us. But again, I think that the time that you're taking to do that is tough. And we're only going to be there for, what are we there for, 3 full days? I think we're going to leave and be there 3 nights, maybe 3 nights, 4 days or 4 nights, 5 days. I'm not 100% sure, but we're trying to maximize our time. So, you know, the pottery place may be something that if we do one of the other things, you know, maybe that your sister or mother might do that. It just kind of depends. But there is also zip lining. Now, we were lucky enough to do zip lining over Dollywood, but that's now gone. So, I mean, what do you feel like about zip lining?
Zip lining, I would be down to do that. I mean, I remember when we did it at Dollywood, and that was like one of the best experiences at Dollywood I've had.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was also super long. I think that definitely added to it because there were so many different zip lines that we actually did. And the zip line in length were very long from what I remember.
Yeah.
So I think doing that, it might be hard to match the Dollywood one, but
so there is one called Climeworks, which has hundreds and hundreds of only 5-star reviews. Like, their 5-star review, it's one of the best ones in the country. It looked kind of cool. I think I might be tapped out, though, on zip lines now.
Why? You're too old?
I feel like either I'm too old or too soft. I just don't know. Like, I might be tapped out on zip lines. Not 100% sure.
Are you just, like, scared of them now? Like, it's not like you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, this should be easier than a roller coaster for you.
I feel like it should, but yeah, I'll have to see. So Climeworks is one that we would definitely try out. I saw that there was another place as well. I forget the name of it off the top of my head, but it looked like it was also very good. You know, Tennessee and that Dollywood, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge area in Sayersville, they have some great zip lining, some of the best zip lining, at least in the continental U.S. Definitely somewhere to check out. Smoky Mountains backdrop is pretty cool. So again, even if I don't go, I think that might be something that we do. Now, I'm going to jump into Anacostia right now because there is zip lining at Anacostia. They have the side-by-side zip lines. It's a little bit cheaper, I feel like. But I don't know.
Do you know how long it is?
Yeah, it's not as long. And it's also kind of side-by-side.
What do you mean side-by-side?
Like, you're going at the same time as somebody on the other zip line right next to you. Like, I mean, they're spaced apart, but, you know.
I mean, I'm good to do that if that's, like, one of you. I mean, it would be less fun with, like, a random person.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it was, like, one of you guys, that wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah. I mean, so we're going to look at that. So Anacostia has a bunch of different things. Now, we've never been there, but just kind of based on, like, doing something for a longer period of time, because as I've talked about before, this one especially here doesn't like to sit around. You would agree?
Yeah, it gets boring. I mean, I'm young enough where I have a lot of energy. It's just, I don't like to sit. I'll do my sitting around at the end of the day where I can unwind for the night, but during the day, I don't nap. So having that downtime to do nothing is kind of boring.
It's tough because, you know, there's a lot of times where we would go do one thing and then want to come back and just kind of chill out. And that's not kind of the vibe that goes on between at least you and your sister. I think your older brother might be more down to do that, but definitely not the two of you. So we're going to try to plan these days to be a little bit more packed with stuff. So Anacostia has come up a bunch of times and we want to kind of go do it. So they do have the trip up the mountain, right, that you can do. And then once you get up there, there's an interesting alpine coaster. So most of the alpine coasters in the area are double track, right? So, you know, like when you get on them, they're like connected from both sides.
Yeah.
This is a single track, so it's in the middle. And supposedly...
Does that mean it goes faster?
I don't necessarily know if it means it goes faster, but going around curves is a little bit different, right? It's a little bit more exhilarating because think about it. When you have a central thing, it can kind of tilt a little bit, where the ones that we're on don't necessarily tilt. They follow, you know, the two, you know, rails. So I think that might be something we try regardless. I think that would be kind of cool. And the other thing that Anacostia has is they have that thing at night, that light show at night,
yeah,
which supposedly is really good. And I kind of want to see that. So I think that may be something that we kind of go for at least half of the day and try that out. You know, we looked at the Hollywood Wax Museum, and there's 4 things to do there. The Outbreak, Dread the Undead, right? I mean, we kind of looked at it. It's a haunted house, but a lot of kind of cheaper animatronics, I felt like.
Yeah, it seems like less actors and more kind of animatronics. Yeah. So less jump scares for sure. I'm sure, like, scenically and looking at the whole scenery is probably pretty good, but if you're going to a haunted house and want to, like, you know, have jump scares and get scared, I don't know how much you would enjoy.
Yeah, there was a lot of screens behind doors, right? So it's about, obviously, right, Dread the Undead. It's about an outbreak, right? That's what it's called. And it looked like you'll have some screens, you know, behind, let's say, like, medical doors and things like that. So, I mean, maybe a good start for somebody, but I think we're probably past that. And that kind of leads us into this mysterious mansion. This is a haunted house that I feel like is a little different. So it's an all-year-round one. It's not very big. It's one house. But I think the difference is here is that you're walking through the house. And while it's not necessarily an escape room, you kind of have to find your way out of each room. I think there's no leader of this. No, I don't believe so. And I think that's what may make it interesting. I don't think there's a lot of actors in it either. But I think just
the thrill of knowing where you're going is probably good. I mean, we go to a lot that don't have leaders, but it's pretty obvious where you're supposed to go. You know, there's doors.
Except the Hollywood one where we kind of got stuck in that maze, remember? With the police officer?
That's a maze. You're not supposed to find your way out of that immediately.
Yeah. So I think we'll do Mysterious Mansion. Obviously, that's just me, you, and your brother. And then, you know, if your girlfriend comes or his girlfriend comes, maybe. But yeah. I mean, obviously, your mother and sister are tapped out on that one. So that will be good for us. The other thing, though, that I did see is, I don't know, I'm kind of interested in one of these mirror mazes now. I don't know why.
Why? I don't know. For me, that's kind of boring. Is there actors within it?
No, I don't think so.
Then why do you want to do it?
I mean, it's a maze to find yourself out. Dude, people...
How long is it, though?
I don't think it's that long, but... I mean, aren't you there for the one person in our family that bumps into one of the mirrors? I kind of
am. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I kind of am.
I mean, but I feel like that will be me, so I don't know if I want to do it.
I'm okay if it's you. I have no problem with that. So that is something else we'll look at, and that's actually at the island, which is kind of, you know, it's right outside of Dollywood. It has a lot going on there. There's food. There's a Ferris wheel, which you can see from pretty much everywhere. So we may look at that. There's a lot of things in the island that aren't on this list, but that we may try. So I'm not sure, but we'll kind of see. The other thing that we're thinking about doing is, so Escapeology, I think they're in a couple parts of the country. They have a Scooby-Doo escape room.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's the vibe. And I don't think it's one room. Like, so our first escape room that we did was at Dollywood. It was at Crave, right? I think it was at the Toy Box. We did one, and it was just the five of us. And interestingly enough, this superstar over here was the one that probably did the best, right? Kind of tapped in, and if you didn't help us, I don't know if we were actually getting out of that escape room. I'm gonna need you to tap into your Shaggy here, get us going out of the Scooby-Doo escape room. I believe that this is one of the escape rooms that's multiple rooms, which I think is kind of fun.
Yeah, the last one we did was just one, correct?
It was just one room, yeah. So I think this will be fun just to kind of have something that's a little bit, I guess, maybe longer. I just hope it's not too hard. I'll be honest with you. I don't know about that. So
if it's Scooby-Doo, it's probably like somewhat targeted to younger people, maybe.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I feel like Scooby-Doo now is more like, you know, older people, but who knows?
I mean, it's like, yeah, maybe.
There's also a few things that I was unaware of. There's a rainforest zoo there, which kind of looked pretty neat. I mean, you know, we like zoos.
Yeah.
The other thing was this ATV riding. And, you know, we both looked at this on some videos and like kind of was all in on this. And now I'm kind of like not all in on it.
It really depends if we can find a good one. Because, I mean, the reason we weren't all in is because of the different things that we couldn't do and like restrictions, I'd say.
Yeah.
So if we could find one with less restrictions, that could be good. Like where we're driving our own and we don't really have to worry about slowing down as much, then it could be fun.
Yeah, except until something falls over on you. I mean, we're just not ATV people, so I think it's got to still be safe enough that nobody.
Because I'm sure there is ones where it's just like it's all you, but those are the people that like probably actually own ATVs and like really ride them everywhere.
I think that we're also going to do the national parks. I mean, there's three national parks there that we've never done. My wife has been super interested in doing that. So I think this is going to be the trip for it. We are not staying on Dollywood property. We're staying at that last place that we stayed at, which was like River something. But the pool was kind of nice there, right? I mean, you guys went to the pool.
Yeah, I think I remember that one, yeah.
Remember they had the bouncy things outside?
Oh, yeah.
That place. Yeah, so we're staying there. And again, we're going to go to all these different places to eat. But I will tell you that you know, speaking to our friends that live there, at least in that area, they were able to provide us a lot better options than if you just Googled food, like in the area. I think you're mm-hmm. getting a lot of just, you know, the touristy places, where I thought the places that we went, that they sent us to and that we went with them, were really good.
Yeah.
In comparison. And then I think for you, you are going to be excited about this. What about the Biblical Theater?
What exactly is that?
So it is, it's kind of, you don't remember seeing it. It's called they do have a dinner theater. They have the Biblical Times Dinner Theater, and that's in Pigeon Forge. Or I believe that if you don't go to the show, I think that you can also walk around or go to the show, if I remember. There's museums there as well.
Yeah,
so you can come experience kind of the museums. There's all sorts of things that you can do at the museum. So I think that we'll probably do the museums. I don't know if we will actually do the show. But the museum itself, I think it's for all ages, takes 2 hours. It's not super expensive. So I think we will definitely give that a whirl as well.
Yeah, I'm down for that. That sounds fun.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of things on this list. So if I had to now ask you, like, oh, well, the other one too is the Pigeon Forge Snow Place, which is like sledding inside. Like, I'm not even interested in that personally.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like you're kind of just sledding on ice at that point. Like, it's inside. I mean, we could take a look at it.
I mean, it depends. I don't want it to, like, be anything that's like soft for like younger kids.
I don't think it is, but I mean, you're on a path to sled, you know what I mean?
It's indoors?
It's indoor, yeah.
How long could it possibly be then? The building would have to be like super long.
I mean, buildings can be long, so I mean, it's possible. I mean, I don't think it's as long as, it's probably like that hill back in New Jersey that we always used to go on.
Okay. Yeah. That was pretty steep, yeah.
There are a few other things. So this place I know nothing about. It's called Soaky Mountain Water Park. I mean, you know we love water parks.
Oh, that's the one that we saw by accident on that ad?
Yes. So Soaky Mountain Water Park, I mean, again, like, I'm a water park person. So that may be something we just have to do just because, I feel like. And they do have some kind of water coaster that supposedly is pretty unique. So I would be interested in that. There is also, let's see what else is on our list here. There is this thing, and it's at the Tanger Outlets. It's called Xperia, called Ocean Journey. And what it is, it's like, I think there's a couple rooms in it, and they're like 3D theaters where you're like, feel like you're underwater because they're 360, like kind of around you. Now, reading up about it though, I heard that like there's a lot of CGI. It's not necessarily, you know, real film per se, right?
Okay.
So it would kind of be like a VR experience, which sounds interesting.
I mean, yeah, VR is cool.
So it sounds interesting. So that may be something we look at. Again, we could go shopping as well. Who doesn't like to pick up some sneakers while we're there?
Yeah.
I think that's all we have on our list. There is this Rowdy Bear Amusement Park. I don't even know why I put that on the list. I don't even know what it is. So I don't even want to speak on it. But obviously, I stuck it on the list. I kind of kept the list as I was going through things. To kind of see. So what would you say? Actually, I'll go first. Let's see. I think for me, I want to do the Biblical Museum, definitely. Anakista for sure. I'm going to skip Zorbing. I am going to say definitely Llamas, New Mini Golf, Scooby-Doo Escape Room, and Mystery Mansion.
That's your order?
Not even my order, but that's kind of what I want to do. And Soaky Mountain Water Park. All right, that's 7 things. I mean, that's going to be tough to do.
I don't remember all that. Yeah.
I mean, what are you down to do, though?
I'd say my top three I'll mm-hmm. probably go with is the Biblical Place. That sounds cool. I think probably Anakista.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like they have a lot of different stuff there to choose from.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'll be occupied there. And then, honestly, maybe Zorbing. I think it'll all depend on how like steep the hills are, because I don't want to, like, we'll have to watch a video on that for me to actually confirm, but okay. I think that, I mean, it sounds like it got good potential. Especially if you think you're out on it, then it kind of makes it more appealing for me.
Of course. And then obviously the haunted house, because how could you not?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Definitely. That's up there then, too.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that's what we're talking about at Dollywood, I think. So here's something that, you know, kind of everyone's always asked. So let's just switch gears real quick and talk about Disney. What do you think? I mean, going to Disney so much growing up, like, what do you think your favorite memory is growing up of Disney?
Favorite memory? Yeah.
Or ride. Let's say ride memory / whatever.
I think, man, Rock and Roller Coaster is just always a hit. I think one of my favorite memories is having my little sister go on it for the first time. Because, yeah. I mean, you know that line is always long, so the longer it is, the more anticipation we all have and the more scared she got. So I think that was a really funny memory. And, it was all super funny because at the end, she was actually really enjoyed it. And we told her the whole line that, like, yo, you're really going to like this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She was just tripping out the whole time. But at the end, she did genuinely enjoy it. So I think that's probably one of my favorite memories there.
And what about Disney or Universal?
Like my favorite memory from Universal?
No,
now?
Just what would you say if you choose Disney or Universal?
Man, we haven't been to Universal in a bit, I feel like. It's hard for me to say. I mean,
but
I don't
even growing up though. Like,
I mean, I kind of mesh them together a little bit sometimes. I don't really remember like which rides are at which place.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's good. I mean, I like Universal from what I remember. But I mean, when's the last time we were there?
Gosh, probably five years ago.
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of good stuff there. What are some of the major rides there to refresh my memory?
Harry Potter rides.
Okay, yeah. Harry Potter World is crazy. I like that place a lot.
And are you looking forward to the new Epic Universe?
What's there?
You have a new Harry Potter ride. You have Super Nintendo World.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
You have the villain place and things like that. I mean, so when it comes to like, so what do you think in terms of Disney Universal versus going to the haunted houses? Like, what do you enjoy better?
They're hard to compare, but I mean, probably amusement parks, just because like I can enjoy it for longer. Because I mean, haunted houses, they'll last like, I will be there for maybe like 2 hours at the longest.
Okay.
So I just think for that factor, I'll probably put the amusement parks higher on the list. But I mean, the haunted houses are still like a great time. It's always fun for me to like kind of be scared on the way there, and then afterwards be like, oh, I didn't really need to get that scared. I mean, that's the feeling I get every time we go to one.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, they're fun because it's like always me, you, and Christopher.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a tradition at this point.
I kind of feel the same way. So Dollywood, Disney, Universal, what order do you put them in?
Honestly, I think probably wouldn't even put Disney at first. I might say I like Dollywood better. I might put Dollywood first and then Disney, then Universal, just cause like we said, I haven't been to Universal in a while, so I don't know about like all the new stuff. I do really like the Harry Potter area, but I'd like to see like the extensions onto that. So yeah, Dollywood, I mean, I like the area. I like the area better for weather purposes and just like scenic
but what about
purposes.
The food at the festivals, the Epcot festival. I mean, you don't like that. You guys don't even like that because you just like, you don't like snacking.
I like eating meals. I don't like to sit around and snack all day. It doesn't fulfill me. So like we can do it, and I'm not like necessarily mad at the food we're eating, but then we'll get to like dinner time and you guys will be like, oh, we already ate. And then it just, it doesn't fill me up for dinner.
Gotcha. Well, I understand that. I understand that. So I think that's it. We're going to hit our 30 minutes. We're still waiting for you to provide an actual intro to our theme song. I mean,
chill. I'm working on my album right now. After that, I can lock in.
After that, you can get us an intro to the theme song.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So everyone, thank you for listening. Like I said, we are going sometime in August. So once we go and do some of these things, maybe, I don't know, he'll be in college. I mean, maybe I can get him back on the show. We'll see. He'll be
Yeah,
busy
we'll
though.
see my schedule and figure it out.
Yeah, if not, I'll be able to talk all about kind of what we did. And we do have our Disney cruise coming up in June. Are you even looking forward to that? Or like, I kind of forgot it's less than a month away.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize it was that close. I mean,
Yeah.
I definitely am. I love the last cruise that we went on.
Yeah.
And like that one I'd say was like a bit too long for me.
Yeah,
Because
7 days too long for you. Ridiculous, but okay.
man, I mean, how old was I? I wanted Wi-Fi. Like now I'm more mature. Like I can actually deal with not having a phone for a little bit
Okay.
and like actually enjoy myself, especially for 3 days, you know?
Yeah.
Because I mean, also I've been getting like kind of car sick recently, which I haven't. So I don't know if I'm gonna get seasick when we're there. Hopefully
Oh
not.
boy. Yeah.
So,
I don't think so. But I mean, it'll be
yeah.
interesting to go to the new island. I'm excited for
Yeah,
that.
that's what I'm hype about to see that.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody. We will be back sometime soon, hopefully with Blake, maybe. So, anyway, thank you very much for jumping on and joining us this week, and we'll talk to everyone real soon.
Peace.